الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about your chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, or paper, pencil, whatever you need in order to be able to take notes for this particular class. I want to welcome back my students who continuously listen to or attend the Islamic Studies class, and those of you who are new students to the class, welcome to the Islamic Studies class. I want to talk about today, our subject for today is parent-children relationship. Now, some of what I'm going to say, some of you are not going to like what I'm going to say, but I'm not here for you to like what I'm going to say. Probably many of you need to hear what I'm getting ready to say. But let me read this particular saying from the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, two women went out with their two children, and the wolf took one of the children from them. They referred their dispute to Daud, may peace be upon him, even David, and meaning that regarding, he said he ruled that the remaining child belonged to the older woman, because they disputed over, okay, who the child, they took one, the wolf took one child remained, and so, okay, so what should happen with this child that remained? And so, Prophet Daud, or David, he ruled that the remaining child belongs to the older woman. It was a younger woman, older woman. Then they passed by Suleiman, may peace be upon him, Prophet Suleiman. And he said, how did he judge between you? And she said, he ruled that the child belongs to the older woman, meaning this is what the younger woman said. Suleiman said, cut him in half and give half to one and half to the other. The older woman said, yes, cut him in half. The younger woman said, do not cut him in half. He is her child. So he ruled that the child belonged to the woman who refused to let him be cut. So we see from this particular story that there were two women, an older woman and a younger woman. The wolf took one of the children, and so they had, their dispute was who did the other child belong to. And so it went to Daud, a prophet David, and he said, okay, give the child to the older woman. And so went to Suleiman, the bad Suleiman. He wanted, okay, how did he judge? He said, he judged that the older woman should get the child. And so Suleiman said, okay, no, cut the child in half, and the older woman get half the child, and a younger woman get half of the child. But then a younger woman said, no, don't cut the child in half, just give the child to the older woman. And so then Suleiman, he said, okay, no, this child goes to you, meaning to the younger woman. Now, I do understand that parents love their children like the young woman in the story I just read to you. But some parents have dropped the parenting ball when it comes to parenting their children. And now, the children are the parents and the parents are the children. And I am going to talk about how this may have happened. Today's lesson is, of course, not talking about all parents nor all children. But perhaps you may recognize in this lesson if I am talking about you or someone you know. Parent-child relationship seems to be upside down. Sometimes it is hard to tell who is the parent and who is the child. Why? Because some parents seem to be afraid of their children. Children taking, I'm talking back to their to their parents and giving their parents word for word. Children are disrespectful to parents and others. Children telling parents what they are going to do and or telling the parents what they're not going to do. Also, they tell the parents what they need to do. Some parents are only their children's friend and not their parent. Some parents defend their children when their children are wrong. When another parent corrects someone's child or children, the children's parent or child's parent, and they want to fight with the parent, meaning the parent who corrected their child or children, and they still do not correct the initial action of their child or their children. Some children will cuss and fuss their parents out. Parents oftentimes treat their children as their peers. Now, a simple solution to these problems, or this particular problem, is that it's to simply do the opposite of what is happening now. Because we are upside down right now. And so what some of the examples of some of the simple things that can be done is, do not treat your children as your peers, because they are not your peers. You are the parent and they are the children. Tell them, meaning your children, what to do, and not them tell you what to do as a parent. Because I see that sometimes even in stores, a parent's trying to correct, kind of buy something, telling the child, don't do that, don't do that. And the child said, I'm going to do what I want to do. Or they're going to keep continuing to do what they're going to do. And the child and the parent might say, I'm going to give you time out. Or I'm going to take something from you or whatever. And the child continues to do whatever they want to do. And they don't even pay attention to the parent. So the best solution to that? It's for the parent to tell the child what to do and not the child tell them what they're going to do and have some consequences for the actions that the child does. I'm not saying break them up or end up calling CPS, a child protective service, on you because you really abused your child and left with all kinds of bruising, abrasions and the like and bleeding on the child. I'm not saying this sort of thing. But the discipline of your child, it starts in your home, inside your home. And they should be straight before they leave the home what they can and cannot do. And the consequences that of what's going to happen to them if they do what they want to do. And you cannot just say it and then not do it. Because once you do that, the child not going to believe you that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And they're going to continue to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and then nothing you're going to do about it. And the child becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you as parents become weaker and weaker and weaker. So it gets to the point where you can't tell the difference between the parent and the child. So when you tell your child you're going to do such and such, and for them not to do such and such, and they do it, they should receive some immediate consequences no matter where they are. Some kind of consequences should take place, appropriate consequences, of course, should take place to let them know that you're not playing and that you mean what you say and you say what you mean. Also, we should teach the child to respect others, particularly elderly. And there should also be some consequences if they do not respect elders or the ones who are older than them or even older than yourself as parents. Because sometimes I see sometimes where the younger people, they just sort of abuse the older people. And then you scratch your head and say, this child, who are your parents? This child is a reflection of the parents. So the parenting skills of many of us is weak, and we need to tighten up on them. Otherwise, our children are going to run over us and try to run over everyone else. And keep in mind that everyone not going to accept your child running over them or saying anything to them. And so many people will discipline your child, and you may not like it. So you need to teach your child to respect their elders and respect other people. Because there are a lot of people out there that are not going to take the disrespect that you allow your child to do towards you. Others are not going to accept that type of disrespect from your child. So it's up to us as individual parents to make sure that our children respect our elders and respect other people and respect other people's property. That is our responsibility as parents. We are the parents and they are the children. They are not our peers. They are our children. They are where sometimes you want to be so friendly with your children. You even, some people even allow their children to call them by their first name. And this was definitely never heard of, and I'm a baby boomer. And so this was meaning I was born between 1945 to 1965. Well, some people say 1946 to 1966 or something like that. But I'm in that baby boomer age. And there's certain things that were not allowed to be said or done to people who are older than myself. We are to respect our elders and respect other people and respect other people's property. And so, and that begins in the home. And you have to teach them young. And teach them young in the home to respect other people and other people's property. And don't let them get away with whatever they want to get away with. Because a lot of what they do in the house is not going to be accepted outside the house. Either they're going to get in trouble with people they come in contact with. They're not going to take that abuse from them. Or they may start getting in trouble with the law. And that becomes very serious when they're out there and they do something and then the law gets involved. And then you're talking about going to court and talking about jail time and talking about all the things that come with when a person goes out there and takes something from someone else or maybe even disrespect someone else. And so I want to tell my parents that are listening, and even the children, I want to tell you that you need to respect your elders and reflect your growing or what you were taught growing up. Particularly if you were taught good manners. And you talk to say yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, those kind of things, that's all goes to having good manners and have respect for other people. Because right now things are very upside down. I used to work around with some children who had some difficulty in their families. And so one day a father called on the phone to talk to his son. And so the son and the father got on the phone and started talking to each other, and the conversation started getting heated, and I could not tell who was the father and who was the son until I had to step in and tell the child, no, don't talk to your father like that. He listened to me because I told him not to do that, and also I told him the consequences if he continued to talk to his father like that, meaning the consequence that he would get inside a facility because of his disrespect that he gave to his father. But his father, I believe his father appreciated it, but it's for some kind of way along the line, someone seemed to drop the parenting ball where the child got to where he was, where he disrespected his father. And then and you could not tell the difference between who was the father and who was the son. And we probably see this many times, and when we go out to, when we out there at the store or the mall or wherever, who is the child and who is the son? Or who is the child and who is the parent? That's what I meant to say. And so we may see this out there when we're out there in the public. And we look and say, like, we almost want to sometimes discipline that child ourselves. We just want to just take that child across our knee and give them some physical therapy. And so you all know what I'm talking about without me going into details. But you know, if you gave the physical therapy to that child, then you're going to get in trouble with the law or with the parent and the like. And so the parents have to step up and be parents. And step up, because somewhere along the line, you drop the ball, or your parenting ball, but does not mean it's too late for you to pick that parenting ball up. It's not too late at all to do just that. So let me move on. And the parents, they should not show fear to their child. They should show strength and be fearless when it comes to guiding your children or your child to do what is right and obeying you as the parents. This is something that you have to keep in mind and be show full strength and not be fearful of your child. That is a child and you are the parent. If you have to start going to parenting classes, then I guess you need to go to parenting classes, but make sure you go to the right parenting classes. The one that's not gonna tell you something that you may not be able to do. Tell them to give you some realistic ways of being a parent and reestablish yourself as a parent in your household. So the next thing I want to mention is that not to accept disrespect from children such as them talking back and giving you word for word. Because one of the things that some children do, and I've seen them do this, they go back and forth with their parents. The parents will say something, then they say something back. Then the parents say something else, and they say something back. Parents say, just listen to me, don't say anything, and the child says something anyway. And so at some point, that is not a conversation. That's something, at some point, you have to cut them off. Some got to do something to let them know you mean business as a parent. That you are the parent and they are the child. And when you say, don't talk back to me, then you should mean it. And some consequences should take place. And you want them to listen. You didn't ask them to talk back. You didn't ask them to answer the question. Or to say something back to you or to explain something. I didn't ask you that as a child. You only stand there and you listen to me and that's it. I know there are some parents that say, no, you want to have free range. You want them to have the freedom of speech and that kind of thing. And you know, all these things that parents are doing right now, and the end result is that now things are upside down. Now roles have been reversed because of some of this new wave stuff that people practice. I'm not going to details about what new things people are not practicing, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And maybe even some of the things that people are doing, they're getting advice from people that maybe never had children. Or maybe had nephews and nieces, only seen them from time to time. And if they have children, then you wonder, okay, what kind of children are they? Are they truly successful in what they're telling me to do with my child? Or the book I'm buying, are they successful with themselves, or has some proof that these things work? And culturally, the things that they're talking about, do these things work for all culture, for all children, so all tribes? And something that worked for one group of people, one ethnic group, may not work for another ethnic group. And so we have to look at all those different parameters, all those different aspects when you're talking about parenting your child. Some parenting for particular children may work. But then parenting for using that same design or system over to another group, another ethnic group, it may not work. And so you make sure if you go to parenting classes and get parenting advice, you get parenting advice or parenting classes from people who understand your culture and your environment in which you live. It is not, and I just mentioned, not just your culture, but even the environment in which you live, that can be different. It may be different in the urban environment in comparison to a suburban environment in comparison to a rural environment. And so it may vary from environment to environment. So how does this work, this rural thing that you presented to me, does this work in the urban setting? The suburban thing you're giving to me, does it work in the urban setting? And so you have to look at all those different pieces when you're talking about maybe even taking parenting classes to get your parent, you're getting your parenting badge back, or getting your, or you dropped the ball, getting your parenting ball back. So I'm going to move on. Also, teach children to be respectful early in life, in their lives, and reinforce it throughout their lives. Don't drop the ball, because you might have taught them when they're young in terms of being respectful. But then somewhere along the line is that ball's been dropped in terms of you continuing to reinforce them being respectful to others. And when they start going off that respectful path, then you need some way, some consequences to take place, and you need some way to put them back on that path. Because along the way, they got off that path, and then you let them keep winding off that path, and they got further and further away from the respectful path. And now you have the child that you have today. And now you have to figure out, how can I regain my role as a parent? How do I take back my rights as a parent? And so that's what you will have to look at, so that things won't be upside down the way that they are, where the children are fussing and cussing parents out. And so that is unacceptable. And so you have to figure out a way to get your child back, or your children back, and take your role back as a parent. Now understand that children are to be kind towards their parents. One of the prophet companions, he said, the best of deed is the observance of prayer at its proper times and kindness to parents. One is praying to our Lord, and the other one is kindness to parents. And so our children have the mandate, Islamic mandate for the children, for children period, not just Muslim children, but all children, is that they are going to be kind towards their parent. Also, it's no way for a child to be able to pay his parents back for what he or she done for them. One of the companions, he said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi, he said, a son cannot ever repay his parents what he owes them, unless he frees them in slavery, or he finds them in slavery, then buys them and emancipates them. That is the only way that a child can really repay his parent or his parents. He finds them in slavery, he buys them, and then frees them. That's the level of payment, high level of payment, that a child can do for their parents. Now, when we have to break, how do we break that cycle of abuse? Or this is one of the ways the cycle of abuse starts. Maybe that's a better way to say it. That is, abusing one's parents is one of the major sins. The hearers say, or the ones that heard the prophet, they said, Messenger of Allah, does a man abuse his parents? How does a man abuse his parents? And he said, yes. One abuses the father of another man, who in turn abuses his father. One abuses his mother, and he in turn abuses the former's mother. In other words, it's just a cycle. I abuse his parent or his father, he abused my father. I abuse his mother, he abused my mother. So somewhere along the line, this particular thing has to stop. No abusing, no saying bad things to the other. So it has to stop. And so you can stop it by disciplining your child, so they don't abuse someone else, and that person abuse someone else, and they abuse something else. That can be stopped with you. Also, children should not even leave their parents crying. One time, one of the prophet's companions, came to him, and he said, I have come pleading to the immigrants, meaning the ones who went from Mecca to Medina, and I left my parents weeping. He said, go back to them and make them smile as you made them weep. And so the Prophet Muhammad, it doesn't matter what you did, you go back to your parents. You made them weep. You go back to your parents and you make them smile and leave them smiling as you left them weeping. And so this is very important, that the parents are happy with their children. We do not leave our parents unhappy. We leave them happy. We don't leave them weeping. We leave them smiling. Now, there is mentioned by the prophet in terms of a child hurting their parents. And it was related that the prophet, he said, disgrace, disgrace, disgrace. And then the companion said, Messenger of Allah, who? He said, the one who fails his parents or one of them when they are old will enter the fire. If we fail our parents and we disgrace our parents and we don't make our parents happy, one of them or both of them, we will be forbidden to paradise and end up in the hellfire. So this was the prophet that he said to this particular individual. And you're talking about servicing? The prophet, may peace be upon him, a man want to go fight with the prophet against those who fought them, want to fight the Muslims. And so the prophet, he said to him, he said, are your parents living? He said, yes. Therefore, the prophet said, you shall put in your best efforts in their service. The better service, instead of going and fighting, you should serve your parents. It's like on the same level. This is what you should do. Serve your parents. And I want to lastly say this. When one or both of them reach old age, age with you, meaning parents, with you, do not say oof or say something that is bad to the parents, to them out of irritation. And do not be harsh with them, but speak to them with gentleness and generosity. Take them under your wing out of mercy with due humility and say, Lord, show mercy on them as they did in looking after me when I was small. So this, my brothers and sisters, my students, we lower our wing of humility to our parents. This is what we're supposed to do. And we don't say oof to them or say, I don't want to have anything to do with you because I'm irritated with you. That we do not speak to them in a harsh manner. That we are gentle to them and be generous to them, as I was mentioned before about showing generosity and serving the parents. So the best effort, as I mentioned earlier, is that for the young man to serve the parent, and that we do not speak ill to them, that we speak gentle to them, and that we show generosity to them and show humility to them. And again, and we make the kind of supplication to Allah where we say, Lord, show mercy on them as they did in looking after me when I was small. So this is the relationship that a child should have between a parent and a parent between a child. That the parent do their role and don't drop the ball as being the parent, and that the child respect the parent and respect the elders and respect others and their property and the like, and they want to keep a smile on their parents' faces and don't leave their parents weeping and lower their wing of humility to their parents and don't do anything that's going to upset their parents and make their parents feel bad or anything along those lines. And so my respected students, please change that role back and gain more control and take the role of the parent and let the child do the role of the child. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.